ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12, titled Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead, text number 13. Tatshrimsat Varsha Sahasram. Bhogai punya shayam kurvan. Bhogai punya shayam kurvan.
Bhogai punya shayam kurvan.
Abhogai asubha shayam.
Abhogai asubha shayam.
Abhogai asubha shayam.
Abhogai asubha shayam.
Tatshrimsat Varsha Sahasram.
Tatshrimsat
Varsha Sahasram.
Tatshrimsat Varsha Sahasram.
Sasasa Shriti Mandalam.
Sasasa Shriti Mandalam.
Sasasa Shriti Mandalam.
Sasasa Shriti Mandalam.
Bhogai Punya Shayam Kurvan.
Bhogai Punya Shayam Kurvan.
Bhogai punya shayam kurvan.
Bhogai punya shayam kurvan.
Abhogai asubha shayam.
Abhogai asubha shayam.
Abhogai asubha shayam.
Abhogai asubha shayam.
Tatshrimsat Varsha Sahasram.
Tatshrimsat Varsha Sahasram.
Tatshrimsat Varsha Sahasram.
Tatshrimsat Varsha Sahasram.
Sasasa Shriti Mandalam.
Sasasa
Shriti Mandalam.
Sasasa Shriti Mandalam.
Bhogai Punya Shayam Kurvan.
Bhogai Punya Shayam Kurvan.
Bhogai Punya Shayam Kurvan.
Bhogai Punya Shayam Kurvan.
Abhogai Asubha Shayam.
Abhogai Asubha Shayam.
Abhogai Asubha Shayam.
Abhogai Asubha Shayam.
Tatshrimsat. 36. Varsha. Years. Sahasram. Thousands. Sasasa. Ruled. Shriti Mandalam. The earth planet. Bhogai.
By
enjoyment.
Punya.
Of reactions of pious activities. Shayam. Diminution. Kurvan. Doing. Abhogair. By austerities. Asubha. Of inauspicious reaction. Shayam. Diminution. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaja ruled over this planet for 36,000 years. He diminished the reactions of pious activities by enjoyment, and by practicing austerities, he diminished inauspicious reactions. So we repeat the translation effectively. Dhruva Maharaja ruled over this planet
for
36,000
years.
He diminished the reactions of
pious activities by enjoyment. pious activities by enjoyment,
and by practicing austerities, he diminished inauspicious reactions. So purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Let's listen to this purport very attentively. That Dhruva Maharaja ruled over the planet for 36,000 years means that he was present in the Satya Yuga. Because in the Satya Yuga, people used to live for 100,000 years. In the next yuga, Treta, people used to live for 10,000 years. And in the next yuga, Dwapara, for 1,000 years. In the present age, the Kali Yuga, the maximum duration of life is 100 years. With the change of the yugas, the duration of the life and memory, the quality of kindness and all other good qualities diminish. There are two kinds of activities, namely pious and impious. By executing pious activities, one can gain facilities for higher material enjoyment. But due to impious activities, one has to undergo severe distress. A devotee, however, is not interested in enjoyment or affected by distress. When he is prosperous, he knows, I am diminishing the results of my pious activities. And when he is in distress, he knows, I am diminishing the reaction of my impious activities. A devotee is not concerned with enjoyment or distress. He simply desires to execute devotional service. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that devotional service should be aprahita, unchecked by the material conditions of happiness and distress. The devotee undergoes a process of austerity such as observing Ekadeshi and similar other fasting days and refraining from illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. Thus he becomes purified from the reactions of his past impious life. And because he engages in devotional service, which is the most pious activity, he enjoys life without separate endeavor. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadatisva Padanti Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna. So here, I think the previous text and the before, it was talking about the qualities of the Dhruva Maharaj. Especially the previous verse, isn't it? It was talking about the godly qualities of Dhruva Maharaj as a person. Because he was living in the Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga, the consciousness of all the people are very, very high elevated. Very high consciousness. Therefore, Krishna allowed them to live for 100,000 years. The lifespan is more. We may question why. Because, again, in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, those who live in the mode of goodness, what happens to them? The life duration is increased. Krishna explains. Isn't it? So if you want to live apart from Krishna consciousness, you want to live for a long duration of life, then be in the mode of goodness. Naturally, your lifespan will be increased. But in Kali Yuga, everything is in the mode of ignorance. Therefore, our lifespan will be reduced. Unfortunately, that is a yuga we are in. So in Satya Yuga, going back into Satya Yuga, people live for 100,000 years. This Kali Yuga is going to last for 427,000 years, correct? So, say for example, if someone were to live, I was thinking, why not? If someone were to live 100,000 years in Kali Yuga, that means they can have only 4 generations, correct? Which is, in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, Uttanapada, Swayambhava Manu, Brahma. That's it, 4 generations. But in Kali Yuga, even though it said 100 years, but actually no one is living for 100 years. Have you seen anyone living for 100 years apart from, you know, many years back, right? Or even 60, 70, 80 is too much, you know. People don't even live for 80 years. This is the lifespan of Kali Yuga. So in Satya Yuga, Kali Yuga, it is about 427,000 years, which is 4 generations. So in Dwapara Yuga, it times 4. 427,000 times 2. That is Dwapara Yuga. That means we can have 8 generations. In Treta Yuga, 427,000 into 3. Which means 12 generations we can have. You know, successive generations. And in Satya Yuga, 16 to 17 generations, you know. So that's a long lifespan, Satya people. But what's happened was, at the end of each yuga, you know, the regulative principles or the religiosity has come down. The 4 regulative principles, as Srila Prabhupada says, you know. What are the 4 regulative principles you're supposed to follow? What are they?
No sex.
So 4 pillars of irreligion. So what happens if you eat meat?
You will be in the mode of ignorance.
Yeah. And what does it represent? What pillar does it represent? See, the religiosity represents 4 pillars.
Is it bad karma?
Okay. Now, we are not here for discussion, right? If you know the answer, you raise your hand and tell, okay? Otherwise, you learn, and next time you can put up your hand, correct? Because we don't have much time, all right? Okay? Yes. If you know the answer, put up. Otherwise, you know, you can keep quiet. We'll give you the answers, right? So, 4 pillars of religion. There are 4 pillars. So, if you eat meat, then one of the pillars is mercy. You will not be merciful towards other living entities. But the very point you should have mercy is that if you want to go back to Godhead, you should have mercy, because you have to give this, you have to do welfare activities to others. If you don't do welfare activities to others, you cannot go back to Godhead. One is, say, material world is selfish. Me and me, my family, my children, me, my house, everything. This is material existence. If that is attitude, one cannot go. You can come back to me only, material world. Right? So mercy. You have to be merciful towards others. Give this knowledge of Krishna consciousness to others. So mercy is important. Then, what happens if you drink and smoke and all that? What happens? One of the other pillar is austerity. You cannot perform austerity. All the time you're thinking of smoking and drinking. Where can you chant? When you're chanting, also you think of, you know, alcohol and all that. So where can you chant? You have to chant focused. That's not possible. Then illicit sex. What happens? Cleanliness is gone. Not only external, internal also. The mind is disturbed. Then, what's the other one? Truth. Gambling. So gambling, we should not go for gambling, or we should not entertain any gambling aspects. Because truthfulness. For gambling, you'll do anything. You know, you start telling lies for anything. So truthfulness will be lost. So this is very, very important for us, especially, you know, if you want to become a devotee. Now, what's happened is, over a period of time, all the pillar, one by one, you know, it started falling off. And now, in Kali Yuga, there is only truthfulness and not full truthfulness. Only very little. Some sample is there. Very little truthfulness is there in Kali Yuga. So all the legs have been broken down over the years, you know, we have come. So, what I thought today is, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about pious and impious activities. Now, this pious and impious activities, it's very, very difficult to understand, even from the Vedic point of view. So I thought that we will try to, you know, ponder upon these points, pious and impious, just go a little bit deeper and try to understand these points, pious and impious. Now, to understand the pious and impious activities, you should know two things, which is action and result. Action, you can have got different meanings, you know. You can say action, you can say endeavor, or you can say effort. And result, you can say destiny or fate. The result is coming based on your action. So based on this, we are trying to explain what pious and impious activities are. Now, if we want to understand this endeavor, right, action and result, endeavor and destiny, very, very difficult for us to understand. We can keep on concocting. Yeah? You may say something, he may say something, someone else may say something, and there's no end for it. It's only concoction. The material world, it's only concoction, what I think. So, what's the best way to get the source of knowledge? What's the best way, Prabhu? How do we get a knowledge? What's the best way to get any knowledge? Through scriptures, correct? Through scriptures. It's the best way. Right? Isn't it? Anything, if it is not coming from scripture, then it's no good. It's only concoction, mental concoction. So, in Satya Yuga, this is Satya Yuga, again in Satya Yuga, let's go back. There was a great personality. His name was Satyavrata Muni, King Satyavrata. Now, he is a very great devotee. In Satya Yuga, you know, everyone is a devotee of Krishna. So he's a very big, great devotee of Krishna. He had this doubt. He was thinking, those days, you know, they don't think about computer programming, how much to earn per hour, whether I'll do Visual C++, I'll improve. Now I'm getting $40 per hour. If I do, you know, SAP, I'll get $80. If I do MBA, I'll do 80 plus 40, $120. This is what they think now. Correct? Anyone is thinking about destiny and endeavor? Oh, who cares? We are in Australia. But those days, everyone worked for the welfare of the others. So anything they do is for the benefit of others. That is what they do in the olden days, in the previous yugas, except Kali Yuga, where one will work for the downfall of the other. This is the nature of this Kali Yuga. So Satyavrata Muni, the king Satyavrata, was thinking, destiny and then endeavor. Endeavor, destiny. I can't understand what it is. It's complex. Let me ask my Lord. So his form of Lord is Matsya Avatar. very, you know, dear to, you know, Satyavrata Muni, Matsya Avatar. So he, what did he do? He prayed to the Lord. Oh, Sri Radha Ballabha, if you got a problem, what you should do? You should go in front of Radha Ballabha and pray to him. Oh Lord, I am in a trouble. Please help me. Then Radha Ballabha will reveal to you. Not like Satyavrata Muni, but in some way. You know, through Paramatma or some through other devotees, he will reveal. That is Krishna's nature, to help his children. So Satyavrata Muni worshipped the Lord, and the Lord came. Basically, he could see the Lord. It's Matsya Avatar for the devotee. Then he asked directly the Lord, you know, like you and me. He asked, Lord, I have a doubt, endeavor and destiny. I'm trying to think on my own. I'm not trying to understand. Please tell me, what is endeavor? What is destiny? And how do I understand? Is there any relationship? And which one is bigger? My actions are bigger, or the fate, the result which is coming is bigger? Please, Lord, help me out to understand. So Krishna, the form of Matsya Avatar, said, it's very difficult, complex, Satyavrata, to understand this. So I can give you a small... Lord is giving examples. See, Krishna, how personal is, isn't it? If you ask a question, if I tell you something, you will not understand, right? So you will say, oh, I didn't understand. So I have to give an example, isn't it? I have to give an example for you to understand. The same way, Krishna said, it's very difficult. You will not, your tiny brain, you got a tiny intelligence because you're a tiny soul. You cannot understand. The world is huge. It's complex. So don't try to understand big things into your tiny intelligence. You will never understand. So I will explain to you in the form of a small example. Then it will be easier for you to understand. He said, okay, Lord, whatever you prefer. Then the Lord said, destiny, endeavor, destiny, and time, they're all interrelated. You cannot separate. You cannot separate time from any action, nor can you separate result from any action. You understand? If I hit you, you also hit me, right? Action, reaction. So action, reactions, endeavor, destiny, and time cannot be separated, because this world, time is a very important component. So you cannot separate that. But I will tell you through an example. So the Lord gives an example of planting, rain, crop. Right? He's giving example. What he's saying is, if a farmer plants a seed, okay, in the ground, and he wants to get a tree or some fruit from that, okay, he plants a seed, but there is no rain. Will he get a crop? You say rain is important. On the other hand, if I don't put the seed, but the rain comes, will I get a crop?
No.
No. Why? The seed is not there. So planting is important, rain is important, and crop is important. So Krishna says, the planting is your endeavor. You have to do work. You can't expect the nature, you know. You can't sit down like this, I will get a job. Correct? You have to go to school and study, isn't it? So you have to plant. And then you have to wait for the nature, material nature, which is Krishna's energy. It will help you out. And then you will get the result. Crop over time. That's how I've created the material world. So you have to follow this logic. So Satyavrata Muni was very happy with his example. Oh Lord, thank you very much. So he was satisfied. He was satisfied because he was on the high platform. Okay? For us, this is a beginning, right? We will get completely lost. What is it? Destiny, endeavor, destiny, time. We don't know. Actually, I don't know about you, but for me, you know, when I heard this, endeavor, destiny, time, you know, it doesn't, you know, a little bit, you know, confusing for me, because it's Kali Yuga brain, right? You get only complex things, you know. Simple things we'll forget. See, chanting is very simple. That no one wants to do. We will keep on thinking complicated things, isn't it? Krishna says, just sit down and chant Krishna's name. That we will not do because it's complicated. Or complicated thing, you know, computer, Mac, complex programs you want to solve in life for nothing. So, we are going to take these two examples, okay? What are the examples? Endeavor, does it lead to results? Results, does it lead to endeavor? You understand? Very, very important if you know this. Action is producing result. Result, is it going to produce action? It's going to bind us. So we see the first one, which is action producing results. Now, action producing results is very easy to understand. It's straightforward. Because that's a famous proverb, right? As you sow, so shall you reap. So if you put a seed, mango seed, you get a mango tree. If you put a banana seed, you get a banana tree. So based on what you put, you get it. So in the same way, I know my endeavor is going to lead to a result. If I want to study law for 4 years, I'll become a lawyer. Correct? Am I going to become a doctor? No, lawyer. So I can create my destiny based on my actions to some degree. I've got some control, free will. So it's straightforward to understand. Action is going to produce results. But the second one, results producing actions, very difficult to understand, very difficult. Because what it means is, guys, this is a very, very serious topic. Okay, so if you talk, I get disturbed because my line of thoughts will be disturbed. All right? Thank you. So the second one, results producing action, is very difficult to understand. Because what it means is, our previous action, see, we have done something in the past. I have done something 5 years back. I have hit someone else. I've stamped on a cockroach. Something. I've offended a devotee. I don't know. I've done a lot of things without my knowledge. I've done something. Now that result, is it going to bind me? Now, which means I cannot produce my results now, or I cannot think now. That's what it means. Okay, result producing endeavor means my past activities, if I have to work everything based on my past activities, then I'm bound up by my past activities and I cannot think. I cannot act on my free will. Did you get the point? If everything is going as per your past activities, as per the past activities, today, you know, you're supposed to sit down, you're supposed to go and eat the prasadam today, and where is your free will then? You don't have a free will. Very difficult. So the free will, Krishna has given the free will to humans, you know, and the very reason free will not work. If everything is going according to my past action, today, in all taxation, tomorrow also, then where is the free will? There is no free will. Now, this can be explained through Bhagavad Gita. In 15.15, do you know the verse? Who knows 15.15? What is Bhagavad Gita? What does Krishna say? So second part, we'll leave aside. First part, Krishna says, from me, from Krishna comes knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness. Okay, it comes. And then in 18.61, who knows 18.61? Yantra Rudani Maya. Lord says, Arjuna, I am present. Again, is confirming that. 15.5, I am present as super soul in everyone's heart. If you don't believe 15.5, believe now, 18.61. You'll come to the end of the chapter. And then I direct the wanderings of the living entities who are situated on a machine made up of material energy. So this body, right, is a machine. A living entity, soul, is there. And along with the soul is a super soul, and the Paramatma is directing the wanderings. Okay? Now, still we cannot understand this. So, Srila Prabhupada has kindly elaborated in the purport. What he's saying is, listen attentively to this purport. What Srila Prabhupada is saying is, when a living entity lives his life, and when he dies, he has to die. He quits his body, he takes another body based on his consciousness. When he takes another body based on his consciousness, he has forgotten what he has done in his previous body, because he does not have the capability. But the Lord, who is present as super soul in the heart of the living entity, he is the one who knows the past, present and the future, and is also a witness to all the actions a living entity has done in his previous birth. And based on that, he is going to reward accordingly, because he is a Paramatma. So, how do we understand destiny? Destiny is not one. It's a combination of three. Try to understand this. Destiny is what? It's a combination of past activities, which means that I am born in a rich or a poor family, one. Second, it is helped by the super soul by giving us remembrance or forgetfulness based on our desire are what we deserve, and then it's a free will, which you can use it to change your destiny. You understand? Three important points. One is the past activities, where you are put into a particular situation. You are born in a rich family or a poor family, or you have a diseased body. Doesn't matter. No matter whatever drugs you take, your body is under diseased condition. You always cough, you all have asthma or something. This is past activities. You're put into that situation based on your past reaction. And then the Lord, present as Paramatma, he is giving you remembrance and intelligence to do that. You want to do IT? No remembrance. You want to do lawyer? Remembrance. Because this is your past activity you should do. So Krishna, he remembers the past life. Oh, you want to do, become a lawyer. Now lawyer. And then your free will. You think I've got a free will, I'll go, I'll study. What's your free will? You can study in Deakin University or Monash University. But law you have to study. This is a free will. Just like a cow tied to a post. A cow, when it's tied to the post, the destiny is fixed. The cow can go only that distance, 1 meter. But the cow thinks that I can go left, I can go right, I can go back, I can go front. This is a free will. Our free will in some... in a sense, it's fixed, but we think under the illusion that we've got a free will. See, this practically we can say an example. Say, for example, if someone works to become a millionaire. I want to work 30 years, working very hard, I want to become a millionaire. Okay, many people, everyone practically has this intention, isn't it? I want to earn money and become a millionaire. Now, everyone works hard, but only a few succeeds. Why? If everyone works hard, everyone should be a millionaire. Why only a few succeed? And interesting point to note is that some people, they don't even work, they're born as millionaire. What do you say for that? Listen, if I'm born as a son of a big Tata and Birla in India, I do not have to work. Why I was not born as a son to them, but I was born as a son in some place in South India. Why? Why, Prabhu? Why I am not born as a son of Tata and Birla? Why I should work hard? My previous karma, this is what is my quota. So that is how it is. Okay? Now, understand. Plants, animals, they've got a soul. But they've got that body, right? See, we are so lucky, right? Because in this lineage, in this lifetime, we have got a human body and we are in the Srila Prabhupada movement, we can practice Krishna consciousness. We are so lucky. Now consider going back. A plant, an animal, has also got a body. But because of the severe reactions of the past activities, they are put into that body as a plant or a animal, dog or a cat, severe previous karma they put into that body. And they don't have free will. They have to acquire qualities based on the three modes of material nature. If a dog has to bark, it has to bark. Every dog barks, right? Do any dog sings? We are going to come back an example later. Because Sivananda Sen is there today. Disappearance day. Okay? So, they are put into that. But, a human form, Krishna has given the free will. And because the free will is there, Krishna also adds something. What is that? That is a law of karma. You get karma for human beings. Because the free will is given to a human being, where you can go, you can walk and all that. So accordingly, added on is your karma aspect. When you do a good thing, good karma. Human being. When you do a bad thing, bad karma. But the law of karma is not applicable to animals and plants because of the lower nature. And gradually they will go up based on the law of nature, automatic. For them there is no karma. Only humans have the law of karma. Now having said that, it's not easy to... That's why Krishna is explaining as a Matsya avatar. Having said that, the law of nature, the law of karma is not easy to understand. Very, very, very complex. We are going to see that in a minute. I'm going to make all the mind complex. In that way, it's good. Okay? The law of nature is not at all easy, complex. That is why there is scripture. Krishna has sent you scripture. What is the scripture? What you should do, what you should not do. If you don't follow scripture, one has to suffer. Take it very, very seriously. It's not a joke. Okay? If you don't know what you're doing, you have to suffer. I remember 20 years back when I came to Australia, I didn't know anything. Okay? I parked my car in the Chadstone shopping complex so that I'll have a look at the Chadstone shopping complex. Anyone been to Chadstone shopping complex? Very good. You get liberation. Right? Because I want to see the Lord's illusory energy. So, and then I went, you know, for some reason. When I came back, I didn't know. I got a ticket for $65. Imagine, 20 years back, $65 is a big amount. I was thinking, I am smart. With my tiny intelligence, I can try to manipulate. So what I did was, I wrote a beautiful letter to the council. Listen, I've just come. My son was sick. I have to take him to the hospital. Be, you know, kind, humanitarian. Try to waive this. This was my very nice letter. Really, I drafted very nicely. I took a lot of time. $65, let me take 1 hour so that I'll get $65. I drafted a very nice letter. For that, the council also said, oh, dear Surya Narayana, my name was there. We thank you that you have been one of the citizens. You know, you come here. We want you in this, you know, Australia. Very nice. We are sorry that your son was sick at the time and we have gone there. But unfortunately, you have to pay. Because this is a rule. Finally, I was thinking, what is the conclusion? Result. He said, pay. So, what we do is, because we are kind to you, you can pay in 1 week's time. They give in 1 week's time. But you have to pay the fine. So, this is law of nature. I didn't know. But I have to pay $65. So, it's better, Krishna says, law of karma is very, very, very complicated and strict. You cannot manipulate. It is done by my material energy, Krishna's energy. So, understand the scripture. So, scripture will say, do this. Don't eat meat. Right? Don't drink. Don't gamble. And then, don't talk to girls like that. No joking. Okay? Only when there is a job, you talk to them. No laughing and all that. Strict. This is law of karma. Okay? This is how it should be. So you should know what you should do. You should don't know. Now if you have that, then you become a very good devotee of Krishna. Krishna loves you, likes you. He helps you as a Paramatma. He knows everything, what you are doing now. Because it's not only present there, Radha Pallabha. It's present in all the hearts. Melbourne devotee's heart Everyone, Radha Ballabha is present. This is not other Krishna. It's Radha Ballabha who's present in the heart of all the Melbourne devotees, mind you. So when you come, he knows what it is. Because he is a premier of Melbourne, not that some X, Y, Z. Okay? So Krishna is a premier of Melbourne. He knows everything. Correct? So no mucking around. So this is how it is, law of karma. Now, in the human form of life, see, Krishna's and Krishna's law and Krishna's energy is very, very nice and kind. Very, very helpful. Krishna is not a kind of a person. I made this rule. This is like a judge, you know, you suffer. A judge will give a sentence and that's it, goodbye. He will go and have his dinner. He doesn't care. But Krishna is not like that. He's very, very affectionate and kind. All his paraphernalia, all his laws and rules are very favorable to human being because we are his children. So what the Lord done is very intelligent, as you know, super intelligent Krishna. So he not only had done this, he was thinking, okay, living entities, I've given them law of karma. Because it's a free will, I've given law of karma. Okay? And because of free will, they're also suffering. So what Krishna decided is that for the living entity, they can alter their sins. Or they can alter their reactions of the sins. That process is given to the living entities. Living entity means humans, basically. So if I've done a sin, say for example, without knowing, as I said, I stamped on a cockroach. I didn't know. But there's no cockroach here, isn't it? Is there cockroach in your house? No cockroach? India, everywhere cockroach and lizard is there. Right? Have you been there? Did you know? Many people don't know what is cockroach. You have to go to the library to study. In India, it's a practical. You open a door, cockroach will say hello, bye. Because cockroach thinks that he's a controller of the house. You are thinking it's your house, right? The cockroach is saying, why are you disturbing? You out. I am the controller. So, Krishna, in the human form of life, one can alter the sins. How? Because that's why we have to stick on to Veda, we have to stick on to scriptures, we have to stick on to Bhagavad Gita, we have to stick on to Bhagavatam. This is how our life should be. No deviation. And everything will be very clear to you. Now, so in the human form of life, because one can alter their sins, one can alter the reactions. I've done a sin, I'm sorry, I want to do something. You know? So there are two ways, Vedas. One is prayachitta. And the other one is direct service to Krishna, devotion service. Both can alter. We are going to see in a minute what it is. Now, prayachitta is also known as atonement, where one can get rid of the offset, the reactions of the sin. It is something like relieving the symptom, but the disease is still there. For example, today I am coughing. What I do? I put a Strepsils. Then again I cough. Again I put a Strepsils. I'm relieving the symptoms. I'm not curing it. So what I should do? I should go to an Ayurveda doctor and get it cured. Not to MBBS doctor. Because if you take the medicines given by MBBS doctor, you'll soon get ulcer. Then if you take the treatment for the ulcer, your kidney will go away. Then you have, out of two kidney, one kidney you have to give it to him only. This is how it is, material MBBS doctor. They study to take your kidney, to take your lungs, and to give you cholesterol. That is why it's a, unfortunately, no doctors. Mahatma Prabhu is not there. Today it's okay. We are saved. Okay. So this is how it is, right? Prayachitta and this thing. But the prayachitta, the problem is, even though it tries to eliminate your reactions of your sinful activities, yet the desire is still there to enjoy. See, I'm going to a gambling center and play some, gambling, And then I come here, I come to the Krishna, I'll buy some few flowers and some milk and pray. But still the desire is there. Tomorrow again I'll go to the gambling center. Because a desire is still not eradicated. It's still there. This is a problem. So in light of that, Sukadeva Goswami, in the sixth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, what Sukadeva Goswami says, atonement is no good. It is useless. It is not intelligent. Sukadeva Goswami is saying, for example, if I go and do some atonement, the example which I gave is not very appropriate, coming to Krishna is different, but normally what happens is atonement, they go to demigods, you know, they break, you know, 1,000 coconuts to pass, VC exam and things like that, okay? So that is not approved. But coming to Krishna is different, because that's also devotion service in a sense. Prayachitta, isn't it? So Sukadeva Goswami, in sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, what he's saying is, this is meant for unintelligent people. It's only for men. And the problem with the prayachitta is, you're doing one material thing to negate another material thing. So it's not work. It will not work. For example, here in Melbourne, it's very cold, isn't it? Because we are feeling cold, we want to turn on the heater. And to turn on the heater, you want electricity. Electricity should be continuously present. Then only, you know, the moment you stop off the heater, you feel cold. Correct, Krishna? Isn't it? So you want a continuous supply of electricity. And for continuous supply of electricity, you should have continuous water, which is not possible in the material world, because Kali Yuga, everything is shortage. So what they have to do? They have to go for thermal, radioactive, thermal plant to have continuous supply of electricity, like here. Now, if you go for thermal, you have to extract the radioactive from the earth. It's not enough if you extract. You should have the process, and the lot of radioactive waste is discharged. It's not user-friendly. So they pump it into the, or they put it into the sea. The animals eat that. They have this body, you know, a little bit radioactive. The humans eat that, they get cancer and die. See? Reaction. Action, reaction. So one should be very careful how this system is set up. So Krishna said, no radioactive, just normal life, you know. But no one, people are so complicated to do all that. So what Sukadeva Goswami is saying is, one material thing will nullify, you think that will nullify to some degree, but it's creating problems. So atonement is no good. So what's the best thing? The best thing is, Sukadeva Goswami says, is a knowledge, perfect knowledge, where you can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only Sri Krishna, and to do service to Him. This is the highest perfection of knowledge. Where, what is the result of that? There are four results. If you come to Krishna, one is, your suffering will be eradicated. There is no more suffering. Whatever desire you have got, that will be completely taken away. No more desire to enjoy. Then all good fortune will come. Rupa Goswami confirms this in Nectar of Devotion. What does he say? Kleshagni Subhada. Your miseries will go and you get all auspiciousness. And four, you stop the cycle of birth and death. Only when you are born you have to suffer. If you are not born, no need to suffer. And Sukadeva Goswami further gives an example, two examples, to illustrate the point for us. He says, if someone is sick, they go to the doctor. The doctor not only gives medicine, but also gives a dietic restriction by asking him to take pure, uncontaminated food. And by taking the pure, uncontaminated food, prasadam, along with the medicine, your disease is cured, and in future, the disease will not touch you. That's the first example he gave. And second example we see, 2 days back, it was very, very foggy. Have you seen that? Very misty. Now, when the sun comes, naturally all the fogs will be dissipated by the effect of the sun's rays. So in the same way, all the anarthas will go away. How it goes away? It goes away. Because of Krishna's holy name. This is how powerful Krishna is. When you turn on the light in a dark room, when you turn on the light, all the darkness goes away. Where is the darkness going away? It goes away. In the same way, our mind is darkness, mode of ignorance. You know, we are thinking how to enjoy, what to do. When you turn on Krishna consciousness, when you come to Krishna, when you chant his name, all your darkness will go. And when the mind is full of Krishna, there is no bad things. So this is explained by Sukadeva Goswami. Then, further coming back, this endeavor and destiny, I'm not going to leave you guys. It's not that easy what you think. Again, you know, there's a lot of intricacies. Okay, you should understand that. Now, coming back to endeavor, which is as Srila Prabhupada just mentioned one line. See, pious and impious. It is not that easy to understand that. Very, very difficult. What is pious? What is impious? We are going to tell now. That's why I gave the brief outline. This endeavor is not just action. It is action done in a circumstance. If I am going to shake hands with you, right? It is not that I'm just shaking hands with you. It's in an environment. I'm doing that in this room, in front of everyone. So there is a circumstances, which is time, place, circumstances, and also the conscious of the doer. Conscious of the doer. It also depends on me, what is in my mind when I shake hands. I want to kill you, I want to make friend with you, or I want your money. This is the consciousness. Now to give this example, again going back to Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, we are going to say how an impious becomes pious and a pious become impious. But in this case, a pious activity becomes impious. This is because Krishna consciousness is not there. In the 10th canto, any guess? Can anyone read my mind? What I'm going to say? King Nirga. King Nirga is a big king, okay? And he's a very, very opulent king. He wants to give, he wants, every time he gives lot of cows to the brahmanas. When he gives a cow, he doesn't give one cow or two cows. He gives 10,000 cows. And the 10,000 cows, how he gives? With all the gold ornaments on the cow. The horn will be gold. You know, the belt will be gold. The ankle belt will be gold for the cows. Everything gold. He gives off 10,000. So, once what happened, when King Nirga was giving this donation to the Brahmana, he gave two sets of Brahmanas. One Brahmana he gave 10,000. Another Brahmana he gave 10,000. Now, one of the cow from the second Brahmana came and joined in the group of the first Brahmana's cow. But the king did not know. But the Brahmins knew that. So the second Brahmana said, my one cow has gone to the first Brahmana. See, he has got 10,001. I've got only 999,000. One shot. So the king said, okay, I'm sorry. I'll give you one more set of 10,000. He said, no. The Brahmana said, no, I want the same cow. Now he went to the first Brahmana and he said, please give that cow to him. I'll give you 10,000. He said, no, I want only that cow. It has come to me, so it's mine. How can you take? It's my property. So both the Brahmanas are fighting and King Nirga thought, finished. It's Sati Yuga. Anything you do to a Brahmana, you're finished. He said, what is my reaction? And that's it. According to the law of nature, he became a big lizard in one of the wells in Vrindavan. Big lizard. And Krishna knew this because as Paramatma, he knows everything. And when the right time came, the boys, Krishna's friends, they said, Krishna, when we went to drink some water, we were looking for water. In one of the well, there's no water, but there's a big lizard there, sitting there. We are scared. We came. And then Krishna said, come on, what is this lizard? Let us try to help. No, it's a living entity. So they're trying to help the lizard to come out. No. The lizard is very slippery, you know. It keeps on falling into the ground, into the well. So you can't remove that lizard. So Krishna, what he did? He knew everything. Then Krishna went there. He stretched his hand. It went all the way into the well. Can you do that? Krishna did that. He went all the way and he just touched the lizard. Then immediately the lizard became, you know, King Nirga with all the opulence, you know. And he said, "Oh Lord," he circumambulated the Lord. Then the Lord said, "What happened, Nirga?" Then he wants his friends to know. So Krishna and Nirga narrated the story. Otherwise, how do we know? That he said, "A very small mistake I did." He said, "Even though he was repenting, I did something pious. But my pious activity turned into impious. Because you are not the center, Krishna." Right? "I tried to do something pious. I want to give 10,000 cows to the Brahmana. A pious activity. But because without my knowledge, the cow has done a mistake. But I got the effect for it. Impious acts. And therefore I'm suffering now." He's saying that. So, activity. What? It depends on time, place, circumstances and the consciousness of the doer. Very, very important. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 18th chapter, he says, what he says is, 14th chapter, that devotional service you can also do in the mode of ignorance, you can do in the mode of passion, you can do in the mode of goodness, you can also do in the mode of pure goodness. I think 18th chapter. He says that. So, when we come to Krishna, we have to be at a platform of goodness. Then it will be easier. And then, finally, result. Okay? Now, so, this endeavor and the destiny, we saw that, right? Endeavor, action and result. Both are linked to time. That's the final aspect of this point. Everything depends on time. Over time, you get the result. Okay? For example, someone may be doing pious activities. You know, some pious activities, going to the temple. But he'll be suffering. But his karma is going to change. But someone else, he may be a smoker and a drinker and an alcoholic and he goes to the gambling center, but he'll be enjoying life. How are you going to attribute that? Isn't it? We'll say, "Oh, this guy is doing all nonsense, but he's enjoying life." But soon his karma will change. That is why the time factor is attributed. So over a time, it will change. So Rupa Goswami, again in Nectar of Instruction, in Devotion, he says there are two kinds of karma, you know. Parabdha and Aparabdha. Parabdha karma means one which is already manifest. We are suffering for it, which is born in a rich family or poor family like that. And the other one is aprabdha, which is going to manifest. It's going to come soon. Soon you lose money. Or soon you'll get a job. Whatever it may be. So everything comes on time. So to understand this, or to put us in a nutshell, there is an activity, there is a result. Okay? Activity and results are separated by time factor. That's right. So any activity you do, you will get your result. But over
time.
Very important. For example, I can hit Krishna. Immediately he's going to punch on me. What do you think, Prabhu? And immediately I get a reaction. My teeth would be gone. Because he's a very strong guy. He's Krishna. If he punches, and that Krishna will also support. What do you think you are doing? And my teeth will be gone. Correct? Both are very strong Krishnas. Immediate reaction. I get immediately. But if I go and steal something or rob something, for example, I'm saying, then soon the police will come and catch me. But not today. Maybe after a month. So, result, activity separated by time. Yeah? So based on that result and activity, time is a factor. All will get, but time. Today I got instant reaction from him because I hit him. Later on, when I steal or something, I'll get reaction later on. So that is how it is. So we'll stop here. And today is just two sentences on that. Today is an important day. Disappearance day of two great acharyas. Who are they? Who was the disappearance day of two acharyas? Do you know Krishna? You don't know? Today is a disappearance day of Shivananda Sen. Very good. And then one more. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Both are very intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very intimate past. Who had that pastime? Who had that pastimes only 500 years back? Not long. Only 500 years back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here in this planet. The Lord Himself, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So Swarup Damodar Prabhu, our Goswami, was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal assistant. He is also known as second Mahaprabhu because he's so much attached to Mahaprabhu and he knows the mood. So much he knows the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's known as second Mahaprabhu. And anything, you know, if you want to give it to Mahaprabhu, it has to go to Chaitanya, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. He will check whatever the poems, whatever writings, and then he will pass on. He will think, oh, this is not suitable for Mahaprabhu. This is not suitable for my Lord. Whatever is suitable only, he will give on. This is a dedication. And he is a very good singer and musician, Swarup Damodar Goswami. Sometimes he sings very nicely to enhance the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Viraha Bhav, in line with his internal sentiments of the Lord, separation of Krishna, in the mood of Srimad Radharani, that is there. Now it is said that how Vishakha and Lalita are very intimate associates of Srimati Radharani. In the same way, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy are very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here, Ramananda Roy represents Lalita Manjari and Swarup Damodar Prabhu represents Vishakha. So, that is one pastime. And then, Shivananda Sen is also very, 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 very dear associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, to give one just sentence about Shivananda Sen is that he used all his possessions, all his belongings in the service of Krishna. Very, very difficult to use that. See, we may give a little bit portion of that. But Shivananda Sen used everything. How he does that? Every year when they go to Rath Yatra from Bengal to Puri, he will sponsor for everyone, all the devotees. Like how some of the devotees sponsor here, Sunday feast. Is anyone sponsoring Sunday feast today morning? No. Okay. Anyone, Prabhu? Okay, good. See? Now, very good for Sivananda Sen. So, Sivananda Sen used to sponsor for the lodging, for the, you know, travel, everything, for about 200 people, 200 devotees. They go to Puri, attend the Rath Yatra and come. So, very great personalities. So, anyway, time is up now. At least I mentioned a sentence about both of these great personalities. So, we'll stop here. If there's any quick questions, comments, corrections, they will wind up there. Okay. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Nithai Gaura Premananda.